So tonight's going to be a bit different because I wanted to both talk about missions and talk about love is your weapon, our weapon. And so I'm going to do both. So this first part, I'm going to talk about love as our weapon. And then later on, I will talk about missions. And so we're going to do both, and it's going to be fun. So really the reason I wanted to do that, because last week we just kind of said bring in clothes, because that was kind of a pretty easy and practical one. This week's love deed is praise your parents. And I really wanted to talk about that because I think it's something that, like, as a society, we don't get right, but is so crucial. And I think that we could see a lot of things change if we as young people, because a lot of the time I think we can, like, you can look at your parents and maybe they haven't been great. Fraser. We can look at our parents, and maybe your parents weren't always there, or maybe there's all sorts of stuff going on, which is sadly, like, that's the reality in our society today. And we can say that it's them and they've done stuff, and it's true, but there is power in us honoring our parents regardless. And I really believe that as we do that, God blesses that, and He brings healing and He brings miracles, and He can do a significant thing. And so I really want to share about that. And to start with, let's all look at the screen and we'll just watch this video together.
Whether our parents have been really fantastic and they've been in your world and they've helped you out and guided you, or whether they haven't been that great and maybe they haven't been so available and you don't know them very well, we all have a walk with God, and our response and our relationship with our parents should come out of our walk with God. In Exodus 20 verse 12, it says to honor your mother and father so that you may live long in the land that the Lord has promised you. You know, it's the first commandment with a promise. And it doesn't just say live long for the sake of living long. It says that you may live long in the promises of God, in the land that He has promised you. In Ephesians 6, Paul goes on to say, don't just honor your mother and father, but obey them in the Lord, for this is right. You know, Paul is making a point to the church in Ephesus. He's writing to say that a healthy family makes a healthy church. I want to encourage you to go out this week and to encourage your parents. Now, if your parents aren't accessible to you, maybe go and encourage a youth leader or a teacher or a mentor, just somebody that is built into your world. Be creative about the way that you do this. Just think outside of the box and really go out and aim to bless them this week above and beyond. You know, firstly, so that you will live long in the land of the Lord has promised you, but mostly...
That's a fail. What happened, guy? Don't worry about it. That's great. You get the point. You get the idea. I can't remember now. Mostly do it because it's the right thing to do. Maybe that's it. In fact, one of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, and he says, honor your father and your mother. It's in Exodus 20, verse 12. He says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord is giving you. And I really want to talk about this because I think sometimes we think that honor is about what people have done for us. And honor is like about, like, if they treat me well, if they give me stuff, if they do that, then I'll honor my parents. But honor, like, your parents, we need to honor our parents because they're our parents, not because they did a good job or a bad job. Amen? There is a difference between honor and respect. And honor is a gift and respect is a reward. And so we are in this situation where maybe your parents, I don't know, like, I have been blessed with great parents, but maybe your parents haven't been there, or maybe they have not done much to earn your respect. But you can still honor them. And that is still a command from God. And God's command is not only honor your parents if they're good parents, but He says, honor your father and your mother and I will bless you. And He brings a promise there with that. Yeah. And He says, honor your parents regardless. Yeah. And so this it's a command. It's really simple. But I think the thing that our heart needs to say is, I'm not going to honor my parents because of what they've done for me. I'm going to honor my parents because they're my parents. and regardless. And I really believe that as we do that, that God breathes on that and he blesses that. And I'm not talking about, like, obviously, like, I feel like I need to talk about that and say, like, if your parents are abusive or if there's stuff going on like that, then that's not okay. And it's not something where you just say, oh, I've got to honor my parents and so I'm going to ignore that. That is not the point. If stuff like that is happening or has happened, then talk to somebody about it. Do not let that just go on. Because there is a difference between just letting things happen, putting things under the carpet, and bringing honor to a place and to a person. And so I really think this is something that is so crucial. And I really think and I really believe that we can't just leave it up to the generation above us to treat us a certain way before we will treat them a certain way. But we need to be people that will bring honor wherever we go and with whoever is in our lives and bring honor to our parents, yeah? Because it's about a free gift. It's not about something that they deserve, yeah? And the other thought that I want to share is that our honor and our praising our parents is not about our relationship with our parents, but it's about our relationship with God. And when you honor your parents, when you praise your parents, you are really praising God. And the way that you treat your parents will be a reflection of the way that you see God. And maybe that is harder for some than others. But honestly, like the Bible talks so much about God being our Father. And so let's be people that will bring honor to our parents out of the relationship we have with God, not out of the relationship we have with them. In Colossians 3:20, it says, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. That's a tricky passage. That's a tricky scripture because it doesn't say, like, there's no conditions on that. It's just like, just obey them in everything because that pleases God. And what I really get out of that is that, like, when I obey my parents even when it's tough, when I honor my parents even when I don't agree, like, that pleases God, and my reward is from God. It's not about what I can get for myself, but it's about what God is putting in my life and what God wants to give to me. Amen? And so if we say that we honor God and we want to honor God, then we need to honor our parents. And who knows the change that it could bring. I really believe that for some of us, maybe this will bring a miracle in our lives. Maybe this will bring a breakthrough in the relationship that you have with your parents. Maybe you're young and you live at home and maybe it's a battle every day with your mom and dad. Or maybe you're older and maybe, I don't know, for some people it's likely that you haven't even spoken to your parents in a while. But I really believe that as we honor our parents and as we give them praise, that God sees it and he blesses it and he puts something on that and his promise is to bless us. And so he's going to do a miracle. And I really believe that God's going to do something significant when we do that. Amen. So this week, do something to show your love and show the love of God to your parents. Maybe it's simple, maybe it's big, I don't know. But do something about it, amen, and praise your parents like the board says, amen. All right, these guys are going to come and they're going to do an item for us, which is something off, well, it will be off our new album, which is exciting. Give them a hand.
This is going to be a song that Toddy and I kind of wrote, or Toddy started, and we helped finish it together. And I guess it's called Let Love Rain, but I'm not sure. I suppose that's what it's called.
Oh, my first word in.
Huh? I apologize, yeah.
Thank you. born with more. Now some are born with less. I won't take for granted how much I've been blessed.
Cast aside, but Father, draw me close. I'm where I belong, and all of my mistakes are covered by your grace. I'll hold on through the night. Oh, I'm holding on.
Awesome. That's easy. Woo! Wow. That is so good. So good. Nice work, guys. Thank you. Who's excited? Who's excited for the new for recording? I'm excited. That is so good. It's awesome. It's an awesome song, Toddy. And the those lyrics are just, they're good and they're heartfelt and it's great. Thank you. All right. Well, I don't want to keep talking now. But I do want to talk about missions and about what's happening. And I guess tonight, I want to talk a bit about faith. And I've called this mini, like, little message. This is called Living in the Stretch. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. And so... What I mean by that is that God has so much more for us than we can think of and we can imagine and we can just like understand in our own little world or in our own head. Yeah, he has so much for us as people and he has so much for us in the world of missions and everything that is there and that is an opportunity for us is just so huge. And we really need to be people that will step out of what's comfortable and step out of what's easy. And I really believe that we need to be people who are willing to stretch and who are willing to grow so that the God can do with us everything that he wants to do in this world. And that we can see people all over the world know who God is and how much he loves them because we are willing to stretch and we are willing to enlarge, yeah? And I think, so what I think is that we need to be people who will embrace God's expansion and live in the stretch, not like waiting for it to be over. You know when you feel stretched and you feel like things are a challenge and so you're kind of like, God, can you please like stop this time? It's really hard. Can you stop it because I can't handle much more of it. Like, or like we just are kind of hoping that at some point soon things are going to be easy again. But I think we need to be people to say, no, I don't want it to be easy because when it's easy, I'm not growing. But I want to be somebody who is stretched because God has more for me, yeah? I was reading, Isaiah, and this is actually a verse that was given to mom and dad about our church, and I read it again, and it says this, Isaiah 54:2, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. And
I read this verse and it has this stuff that says like enlarge and stretch out and don't hold back. Strengthen, yeah, because you are going to spread out. And I really believe that that's what God is saying to us with missions and with our lives. It's like we need to be people that will enlarge and strengthen. And the stretch is exactly where God wants us to be. God wants you right in this stretch part because that's where you can be used. And when you're living in faith, when you're expanding and you're strengthening and you're stretching, not in your own effort or your own strength, but in God's power, then He can use you for His glory. And we can see everything that the vision that we have for missions and that God has put in front of us for missions, we can see that come to pass. I was thinking about a rubber band. And a rubber band, like, when it's not stretched out, is just a piece of elastic and it's useless, yeah? Like, say you're trying to use a rubber band to hold, like, a whole bunch of stuff together. If it's too big, then it does nothing, yeah? It only works when it's stretched. And I think that's the same with us sometimes, that sometimes we're not useful when we're too big. Or when the thing that is in front of us is just too easy and too small, and so we just think, oh yeah, it's all right, God, I don't need you, I've got this one covered. But when we are stretched and we're living in faith, that's when we're useful and that's when God can use us, amen? And so when it comes to missions, when it comes to like our faith promise, which we're doing later, then I really believe that if we stretch and if we are willing to stretch and have faith, then God is going to use that, amen? So how do we do that? What does it mean to live in faith? In Hebrews 11 is like the faith chapter. And it says this in Hebrews 11:1. It says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Yeah? Faith is trusting God no matter what. Faith is taking a step out there in faith and knowing that God is there, being certain that God will do something. As Kate said before, we were all down at district retreat this week and Sebastian was there as well. He's a funny kid. He's a great kid. But have you noticed that like little kids have no concept of like someone letting them down? And Sebastian would be, there was these like couple of steps. And he would not even try and walk down the steps. He'd just run for the edge and just keep going because he knew that somebody was there that was going to catch him. Because he's like, he knows. He's like, there's all these people here. Somebody is going to be there to stop me from falling on my face. And somebody is there every time. And it made me think about our faith because, like, sometimes we come up to this ledge that God is directing us and we're like, well, I need to take it easy right now because I might fall. But God's like, just keep running and I am there and that's exactly where I want you to be, amen? And so when we come to missions, it's like, let's live out of faith, not just out of our comfort or our security, okay? So how do we do that? I just got a couple of thoughts. The first thing is we need to see and we need to enlarge our vision. You need to get a vision for what's happening. Like, get a vision for what God is doing in the world. Get a vision for what He wants you to be a part of. See the things that aren't there yet. That's what it says in Hebrews 11. It says, be certain of the stuff that you don't see. That means get a vision that goes beyond just your natural vision and the normal thing that is there yet. And so to live in faith, we need to see the things that aren't there yet and live in the things that haven't happened and see the bigger picture, amen? We need a vision that goes beyond our circumstance because it's easy to look at your life and to think, well, that's it and that's all that as far as I can go and I can kind of see how far my own ability or my own talent or my own resource can get me and so maybe that's what I'm going to do or maybe I can look at my job at the moment and I can say, well, I can look at my budget and I can say, well, I can give this much, I can do this much. But God says, like, faith, living in faith is about seeing a bigger picture. In Hebrews 11, verse 7, like, it's talking about Noah. And Noah, like, if you know the story, Noah built the ark, all the animals came in, yeah? And then there was a flood. And what I am always amazed about with Noah is that God tells Noah, and you can put it up if you want, people can read it, Hebrews 11:7. God says to Noah, it is going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and I'm going to flood the whole earth. And it's not like it hadn't rained for ages, that it had never rained. It had never rained before. It's not like even now, like if someone said to you, it is going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, you'd be like, wow, that's pretty extreme. But imagine if someone said, it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and you said, what is rain? And so Noah doesn't even know what rain is, but he has this faith in God and does what he says and builds this giant boat. And everybody's thinking, what on earth is Noah doing? Because, like, who needs a boat? But here's Noah building this thing because God told him. And it says he was warned about something that he had not yet seen, and in holy fear built an ark to save his family. And that's what God wants for our lives. And as we step out in faith, is saying, all right, I haven't seen it yet, but God has told me. And so I'm going to step out in faith, and I'm going to do what God has told me and trust him that when the time comes, the thing that he has told me to do will make sense. Because I'm glad, I bet Noah was glad he listened to God when it started raining. And he's like, wow, God, I'm glad I trusted you because I just saved my whole family. And through my family, the whole earth is born. And yeah, so we need to see the vision. Yeah, do we have like the faith and the courage to do what God's called us to? Even when it's not visible in the natural, you're thinking about missions and what you want to do or how you can be a part of it. Do you have faith to see the thing that God has for you, even if naturally it doesn't even seem real? I know that as dad and mom and dad look at what is happening and what we as a church are going to focus on in the year, that there are things that come up that are way bigger than stuff that we've done before. And that's why it's exciting, because every time we have a focus on missions, there are new things and there are bigger things and God is doing stuff. But do we look at that, or do we look at like the Higgs in Thailand, and do we see the thing that we haven't seen yet? Do we see those communities touched by the love of God? Do we see communities of believers in southern Thailand worshiping God and honoring God with their lives and thanking Jesus for saving them? Like, that's the vision. That's the bigger picture that isn't visible in the natural. And if you said to somebody there, like, I really believe that there is going to be a revival in this community and that we're going to see thousands of people turn to God, they're going to say, what is that? Well, who is Jesus? But the vision and God's vision is so much bigger than that. And if we live in faith, it means we see it. Amen? I think the other thing that we need to do, or just one other thing, is that we need to strengthen. Because as you stretch, like, it's a stretch. And so you need to strengthen your foundation and strengthen your life so that you can handle being stretched. In Isaiah, in that verse, it says to strengthen the cords and to lengthen the ropes. And what it's saying is, like, we're going to make this tent bigger. We're going to expand. We're going to stretch. And if you don't strengthen those foundations, the whole thing is going to fall apart. And it's the same for us. If we stretch and we stretch, then if we haven't strengthened it, it's going to fall apart. If you take a rubber band that's just little and you try and wrap it around something massive, it breaks. You need a bigger rubber band. Yeah? And so we need to be people that build strength into our lives. Yeah? Like, you look at a building and do you realize that the higher they build a building, the deeper the foundation needs to go? Because the architect, the engineer understands that if they don't get that foundation strong enough, then the whole thing is just going to fall down. In Matthew 7, Jesus is talking about this, and he tells this story about people listening to the words of God. And he says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Jesus says, we need to be people who build our foundation on the rock, and the rock is Jesus Christ, and say, God, I am putting my trust in you. I'm building my relationship with you. I'm strengthening my relationship with you so that as you stretch me, I know that I'm able to take that stretching. I know that I'm able to make more and more steps of faith. Yeah? If we have a strong foundation with God, then trusting him gets easier and easier. If you have a strong trust relationship, then taking a step of faith is so much easier. And so that's what we need to build. You can't ignore God 6 days a week and then expect him to stretch you and expect it to be all great when you try and take a step of faith. Maybe you can try and you can take a step of faith, but if you don't have a strong foundational relationship with God, then you're going to see that thing just fall apart and then you're going to blame God for it. And really God is sitting there saying, I want it to be your strength. I want it to be your strong foundation. My promise is that I will always be there for you and I will never fail you. But you didn't tap into me. You tried to do it yourself, yeah? And I really believe that as individuals and as a church, God is calling us to stretch further and further and expand and do things that we've never done before and be places that we've never been before. And we're talking about all the things that we're already doing, but also talking about social justice and human trafficking and what we can do to stop that and be a part of a solution to those problems. And we can't do that and everything else we're doing just by rearranging the money or rearranging the resource, yeah? We need to stretch and we need to grow. We need to expand. And so to do that, we need to strengthen, amen? And so I guess tonight, we're coming and we're going to talk about, we're going to give into faith promise and we're going to make those commitments tonight. And you'll have a thingy, I hope. You've got a thing on your seat. And so in that, I encourage you, if you're ready, just you're ready and that's good. But if you're not, then take it away and let God speak to you and spend time with him and let him show you how you are supposed to stretch and what you can do and what you can do that's bigger and what God has for you that is bigger than your current situation, than your current circumstance. Yeah. And ask him to show you a bigger vision and show you a bigger picture. Is that all right? Great. I'm just going to pray. God, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us. God, I thank you for a whole group of people who just bring their resource, their talents, their abilities, their faith to you, God, and just serve you faithfully with it. And God, I pray that you would just bless that and expand every single one of us. God, that you would stretch us out and challenge our hearts, God, that we wouldn't be content to sit with what's comfortable, but that we would we would press into you, God, and ask you just to make us bigger and bigger and stretch us, God. Bless us so that we can do so much more, God. And God, that we would be people that would strengthen our foundation with you so that we are capable of the stretch that you've got for us. God, I just thank you for every person here tonight and just that you love them so much. God, we thank you for Jesus and that he died for the things that we've done wrong and that because he died for us and because he rose again, we can have relationship with you. We can spend eternity with you in heaven, God. And we just thank you for that and we'll always thank you for that. God, I just pray that right now you'd be speaking into our hearts and our lives and showing us just how much you love us and what you got in our life. Maybe tonight you're here and you don't know God, or you're not right with God and you feel that, then I want to pray with you to give you an opportunity to be right with God tonight. If that's you, well, everyone's heads are bowed and their eyes are closed, just pray. And if that's you, just raise your hand with me and just say, yeah, I want a new relationship with God. I want a new connection with God. I want to start something fresh. I want Jesus to be in my life. I want him to start speaking to me. I want to start a relationship with him. God, I thank you for people that have responded tonight and for people whose hearts are open. God, I pray that you would just move in their spirit in just a powerful way, God, that you would just speak to them right now. God, we are sorry. All of us, we're sorry, God, for the stuff that we do to just go our own way. And Lord, we just ask for your forgiveness. God, we thank you for your son. We thank you for Jesus that he died for us, that he rose again, and that we can have relationship with you and an eternity in heaven because of that, God. And right now I pray that you would come into our hearts and just be with us, Lord. Amen. Yeah.